This is Donna Davis of Expect More Arizona, and I am with Janine, who is the chair of the Arizona School Counselors Association and currently a school counselor in the Isaac School District in Phoenix. Janine, thanks so much for your time. We want to help Arizonans understand how students and educators and others working on the front lines are impacted by insufficient education funding. In addition, when education advocates like yourself call for increased funding, we want Arizonans to understand why they might expect to see change if significant investments are made in education. So my first question for you today is, can you talk briefly about the myriad roles that a school counselor plays today? Because it's so much more than I believe many people think of or experienced themselves when they were in school. And in addition to that, can you talk a little bit about the qualifications to become a school counselor?
Yes. So thank you so much for having me here today. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share this information. So school counselor's role, we are vital members of the education team, and we are here to have, you know, create successful students. So school counselors help students by helping them academically with achievement strategies. We help them manage emotions and apply interpersonal skills. And then, of course, we help them plan for post-secondary options and for further education. School counselors are employed in elementary school, middle school, and high school. And the qualifications for a school counselor is we hold a minimum of a master's degree in school counseling. We meet the state certification. And of course, we have to fulfill continuing education requirements.
Janina, can you tell us a little bit about what a typical day is like for you?
A typical day. So a typical day is I kind of look at my calendar and see what I'm doing. So typical day would be something like I would go into classrooms and do guidance lessons. I do lessons on social emotional learning, compassion, empathy, understanding differences, looking at different perspectives. I also go into middle school classrooms and we'll do, you know, sexual harassment, or we'll do social media, you know, the dangers of social media. Then I will also pull kids individually, kids who have made appointments to see me, and we will talk about whatever is bothering them on that day. I also run small groups where we will talk about, I call them sharing groups, where basically students come and share what is bothering them, and then we process it, and they see that they're not alone, and then they have other students who maybe are feeling the same thing. I also do a lot of outside referrals. So if I have an individual student who's experiencing trauma, anxiety, depression, then I will, of course, contact the parent, and with the parent's permission, I will refer them to an outside agency. We work very closely with Valle del Sol, who is housed on our campus. And that is a very seamless transition to go from when the student comes to me, contact the parent, and then I submit the referral for Valle del Sol.
Does every elementary school in Arizona have a school counselor?
No, every elementary school does not have a school counselor. It is even, if it's kind of rare that even a middle school has a school counselor. I know a lot of the high schools, of course, have school counselors. Here in Arizona, we have the highest student to school counselor ratio. We are at 905 to 1 school counselor. The national average is 455 counselors to 1 students to 1 school counselor. The recommended ratio should be 250 to 1.
Tell us about the impact that has on students.
Well, student what's success. Happening is students are falling through the cracks. Not all students are being serviced. So when I have a student who makes an appointment to see me and they have to wait a week or two to sit down with me, they're not being serviced. We have students coming to school with unaddressed mental health needs. Counselors are often the first line of defense when it comes to prevention and identification to those unmet mental health needs. And if a student does come to me with anxiety, depression, I don't provide that therapy. School counselors do not provide therapy. We are trained to recognize and then to refer out for that therapeutic support. Teachers have a lot on their plate. Here in Arizona, we have a high teacher retention crisis where a lot falls on their plate. And when they don't have a school counselor to defer to when students are having issues, then that makes more work for them and less support for the kids.
Is there a community impact to not having enough school counselors?
Yes, I believe there is a community impact. So a couple things there is my K through 8 students are not receiving college and career awareness, college and career readiness, college and career exploration. They are not receiving those skills. I think that's so important because, you know, the college and career skills become employability skills, or the social and emotional skills become employability skills. So what's happening is we're creating students who don't know how to manage emotions. They don't know how to be assertive. They don't know how to communicate when they're in the workplace. I hear from business owners all the time and CEOs, they say, I just want a student to show up on time. I just want a student who, you know, knows how to communicate and write a proper email. And as early as kindergarten, school counselors teach those skills. And when you don't have school counselors teaching those skills, it gets lost in their education journey.
Can you tell us about the changes we could expect to see if Arizona provided sufficient funding to cut the counselor-to-student ratio in half?
So I believe that we would have more services for our students. I think it's time that schools look to educate the whole child, and a school counselor is at the forefront of that. I think if we had more services, then districts can employ, you know, professionals to be in charge of school counselors. One of the things we're lacking here in Arizona is that school counselors do not have that district contact person the way that a math teacher has that math content specialist, or the way that we have an HR director that we can go to for questions. A lot of times in Arizona, school counselors do not have that direct link to the district office when it comes to counseling issues. Another part that we're missing is at the Arizona Department of Education, we do not have enough representation for school counselors to provide professional development and to be the voice of school counselors. We are lacking that. Another thing I mentioned earlier is teachers have a lot on their plate. There is a huge teacher retention crisis here in Arizona. Without a school counselor, teachers are dealing with the social and emotional issues, the trauma, the adverse childhood experiences. You know, I have a lot of students, we just finished the state testing, and so many of my students come to school traumatized, they have rough home lives, and they can't concentrate on a standardized test that means so much in, you know, in one little test when they have so much baggage and so much emotional issues that they're dealing with. They're not putting forth their best effort when it comes to their academics. And when you don't have a school counselor who's there to help those students, they fall through the cracks.
In your opinion, what other support programs or wraparound services do you believe that the state should invest in?
So I mentioned this earlier. Here at my school, we have Valle del Sol, which is an outside community resource. They are housed in my school. So when a student comes to me with, you know, if they're dealing with trauma, anxiety, or depression, then it's an easy transition to refer them to Valle del Sol. I think more schools need that. You know, that's a great outreach part. I also think that districts need to invest in school counseling directors, just like ADE needs to invest in more school counselor directors and supervisors. I think school counselors are missing that professional development piece. School teachers get training in curriculum, and teachers get training in standards. You know, teachers are always getting training. They're always people, mentors and like people. You know, I know that some of my teachers get Spalding training, and their training is very specific to their teaching and to the kids' needs. School counselors are not receiving that kind of training. We're not receiving specific college and career training or specific, you know, social emotional training. And if we do receive training, it's almost like a one and done. You get the training, you go back to your school, and then you're overwhelmed with all these kids. There's that follow-up piece that's missing, and I feel like that follow-up piece can be provided by district office supervisors or directors or Arizona Department of Ed directors who are, that chain of command and that channel where to make sure things are being done and professional development is being implemented.
So tell us what your caseload is like.
My caseload is at 1,100 students, and I am the only full-time counselor. I am completely overwhelmed with students. I do go in the classroom. I do provide one-on-one support, and I do provide group counseling. I also do a lot of mediations when students are having trouble getting along. I help sit down, and I help them figure out a way to communicate. I also do a lot of teacher-student mediations, which work fabulously. There are just so many kids, and there's just one of me, and unfortunately, there are students in my school who are falling through the cracks and not being serviced. Unfortunately, I do have to prioritize. When I go back to my office after this interview, I will hit my email, and I will have anywhere between 20 and 30 students who have made an appointment to see me. I have a very strict procedure and policy. No kids can't just walk into my office and, hang out. There is a procedure to see me. But when I go through my email, I see, okay, what are the issues? Who's having trouble? Maybe we'll have a student who just came back from suspension. They become a priority. Maybe we have two students who there's rumors that they're going to fight. That becomes a priority. Also, because I have a good student connection and student rapport with my students, when I see the name in the email, I know that student suffers from anxiety and depression. I need to get her in because maybe she's having an episode. So it kind of becomes a situation where everything becomes a priority, and then you have to even prioritize that. I've also had a student who I was very close to when she was in eighth grade. She was played softball for me. She was top of the line, wanted to be a mechanic. She, was in student council. She was a really smart, outgoing girl. And then the very beginning of her ninth grade year, she had committed suicide, and she hung herself in her mom's backyard. And she's your typical student who is well-rounded, thinks she's doing great, and here we have, a horrible, tragic suicide. And when I went to her funeral, I just sat over her coffin and wept because I felt like I failed her so miserably because my time was taken up by other students who had such outwardly traumatic behavior. And this girl who didn't get a lot of my time, was suffering, and I didn't even know about it.
In light of today's conversations around school safety, Janine, mm-hmm. do you think that an increase in counselors is one way to attack that issue?
I think it's a good start. I know that, school resource officers have also been in that conversation. I think it's great to have both. I have worked at schools that have resource officers, and I have worked at schools that do not have resource officers. I think school counseling is a good first start. I think to get our ratio a little bit more in line is a fantastic first step. Is it going to solve everything? No, but we need to get those ratios more in line. And I'm going to go back to something I said earlier, is you do not underestimate the power that student rapport has on school safety. I have built relationships with my students that when they are feeling that they're off, they can come to me and talk to me. I have built relationships with other students who can come to me and say, my best friend is posting really weird stuff on Facebook. In fact, that happened. We had a student at my school who was posting things on Facebook. We had students come to me and tell me. We had the police go to their house, and it was taken care of. So it's building those relationships with students that they feel like they can trust you with this information. Now, I'm going to go back to our teacher retention crisis. When you have teachers who are in and out of classrooms, you're not building that connection and that rapport. Students need to feel safe and secure, and the adults in the building provide that. You can have a cop outside the door, but unless students have a rapport and a connection and they feel safe with that person, that cop is not going to do anything. It is inside the building, building and nurturing and caring for those students. you know, after the Parkland shooting, I had my students were really scared. They were looking around the building saying, someone can come in that door and they can shoot us, couldn't they, Miss Menard? And I would reassure them that they're safe. And I realized that things are different now. We are in a different time. And ever since the Parkland shooting, I tell my students every day, I say, I love you, I care about you, and you matter to me. And I say that over and over again because they do matter to me and they need to feel like they are connected to their school and they are loved and safe in their school. And that way, when dangers come up and things are said, kids feel secure enough and connected enough to come to me and tell me what is going on. Either it's me or another adult in the building. But you're not going to get that when you don't have a counselor and you have teachers who are constantly in and out of their lives. I definitely